Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So deaf.
All right, lifers, welcome back. Happy New Year to everyone. We are now in 2012. I'm very excited. I'm getting ready to move to L.A. this week. I'm very, very busy right now trying to make sure the show and stuff is moving. Pretty much making sure the show is going to – I'm sorry. Trust me, Crush is very, very busy right now. We have two – we have one new show coming live next week. I will announce that on Global 14, so stay posted to that. It will be we're pretty much going to announce that, and the vegan and vegetarian group is going to be a huge show. We're very, very excited about that, so stay tuned for that. Tune in to global14.com for that new show. And then right now we're working on another show as well. So stay tuned. We probably are going to end up going to 6 days a week. So I'm very, very, very excited. So once again, that's why I'm saying, you know, your girl Crush is definitely very, very busy trying to give you guys the best radio as possible. My boy Jeezy, what's up, homie? How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was great. How was yours, Crush?
I'm getting ready to move, so I'm pretty much, I didn't really do anything. I pretty much fell asleep, but it's all good. I worked up until it was time for me to, you know, I'm pretty much, as you can see, I'm scatterbrained right now because so much is going on, but I pretty much just, you know, handling business all the way up until midnight. I think I fell asleep before midnight, but at the same time, I went into the new year. Hustling, bustling. That's pretty much what it was.
You know, though, you suggested that idea. You rent out that big house for next year. I like that idea.
Yeah, man. Yo.
That'd be dope.
I'm all about intimate parties now. I don't really like to go out and be amongst a whole bunch of people like that because right now too many people are crazy and they get to shooting for no reason. So I think next year, I think what I want to do is just go ahead and rent out something, let everybody know a couple months in advance, and, you know, people can prepare and fly out and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, so, but other than that, of course, once again, you know, you guys are listening to Global 14 Radio. We have so much in store for you guys this year. Like I said, I'm very excited. Make sure you sign up to global14.com. Global14.com is really changing the game, and it's changing the game so much right now that people, I don't say people are copying, but the thing about it is people, not only do they not want to give us our props, but they're trying to do what we're doing, and then they're doing it on the sly. But it's all good. It's all love because you know what? Us as lifers, we know who started this, and we're going to continue to grow. Big things are going to happen this year. I'm hoping that this 14 and 14 West Coast definitely pops off, so I'm looking forward to that. Make sure you check out the Global 14 store. That is on and popping. We got the Pump It or Dump It Song of the Day tonight by Temper, which I am going to play later. So stay tuned for that as well. What else can I mention? There's so much going on. It's not even funny. It's like a long list of things. Oh, one thing I want to do is say, you know, I think our prayers were answered. Etta James definitely is off of life support. I'm so glad that she's doing better. We're going to continue to pray for her. And you guys just, you know, pretty much stay tuned into Global 14 Radio. And Global 14 will definitely update you guys. If you haven't paid attention, we'll update you on what's going on. And one of the other things that I want to mention is that if you want to be a part of Global 14 Radio at all as an intern, please, if you are in L.A. especially, please hit me up at Crush on Global 14. That is at Crush at Global 14. If you have any questions or comments that you want us to answer live, call in 760-913-4119. Tonight, I have a special guest. It is a lifer. And this lifer, you know, because Iwa, are you live?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Hi.
Hi. Yes. So if you guys have been in the vegan and vegetarian group, We have been doing a vegan and vegetarian challenge, and Ewa definitely joined in and offered a lot of great tips. She just pretty much decided, I hit her up to see if she was going to join the show, and we just been missing each other or whatever, but I'm definitely glad you're on the show today. So just stay live for a minute, and then I'll go ahead and talk to you about some of the things that people have New Year's resolutions, and they want to lose weight and all this other stuff. But the thing about it is, it's more of a lifestyle change. Don't you agree?
Right, yes. It's not something that you can do just for 30 days or a day or so and give up on it. If you're definitely going to do it, it definitely has to be a lifestyle decision. I completely agree
and,
with you.
Right, so what I'm going to do, because once again, I have been so busy, we're going to launch a 21-day vegan and vegetarian challenge once again starting on Friday. So pretty much, you know, people got a couple of days to get themselves together, and then on the weekend, most of the people don't work on the weekend. If you do, I apologize for that, but it gives you time to pretty much rest. I don't know about you, but it takes me like 2 to 3 days to kind of adjust. If I'm, you know, if I'm fasting or if I'm going to detox, it takes like 2 to 3 days to really adjust to be okay. What do you think about that?
Definitely. I feel like you don't just jump into a fast or just eating in the vegetarian lifestyle. I say you kind of wean yourself off. Don't try and eat like a really, really big meal the night before you're going to go into the fast or anything like that, because it's kind of defeating the purpose. So definitely easing into it, preparing yourself mentally as well, is really important. And just really believe in yourself. And the more you believe in yourself, the more you will do. You have to really, like, beat up the person inside of you that's telling you that you can't, pretty much.
Right. Well, what are one of the things that you feel like that are really people, how can I word this? Because there's so many different things we need to stay away from. But what is the number one thing that you feel like people need to stay away from as far as weight gain and as far as health issues as well?
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to
say.
Right,
it's so many different things.
There is a lot, right? Yeah, there are a lot of things that people should really stay away from. But I'm going to say the main thing would have to be that. I'm going to say it's a tie between, like, the pork and the dairy, honestly. As much as it's hard to admit, the pork and the dairy is the leading causes of a lot of ailments that people have. And a lot of people don't even understand that it causes a lot of ailments. Like the milk, even some people like try to slide and do the 2% or the fat-free milk, but it's still milk at the end of the day, you know, and people don't understand, like, we're the only species that drinks milk outside of our species, you know, outside of our nursing period as well, because we're grown after a certain point, so we don't even need the milk, the cow's milk, at all, but we still choose to pretty much, we act like we need it, pretty much. There are so many chemicals and so many different things, even in the pork that we eat. Sometimes I think I've even read articles where they put pork in the chicken to beef it up and make it look bigger, which is, like, insane to me. So it's, like, really definitely the pork as well, because you know this, but once you go a while without eating these things or drinking these things, just consuming them in general, that if you try and take a little bit of it, your stomach starts to hurt, you start to feel feverish. I remember someone put, I think I had a macaroni and cheese, and I didn't know that there was pork in it, and my stomach was killing me the next day. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night tossing and turning. It was insane. So definitely the dairy and the pork, I would say, is definitely the no-goes.
Right. Well, what about sugar? Because I know a lot of people, we're so attached to sweets and all that other stuff, but that right there alone is what's making people gain weight.
Right, right. Definitely, that definitely is true. What people don't understand is there are a lot of healthier sugars to eat. They just they are not accustomed to them, or like, for instance, stevia powder, because I own a health food store, and it's called Sundial Herbs and Herbal Health Food Shop. And I have a wide range of different either herbs like stevia powder or just the stevia leaf, which is good, but people kind of deter from it because they see it's green. But it's really, really sweet. It's also good for diabetics to use as well as a sweetener. You can bake with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can do anything you want with it. Also, agave nectar is really sweet. Now, there are different versions. The lighter it is, the sweeter it can be. The darker it is, the more bitter it is. You know, some people don't like too sweet. So, I mean, there's a wide range of things. Let me think of what else. The grape bead honey is also good, not for diabetics, but a good white sugar alternative, pretty much. Let me think what else. Maple syrup as well, grade B maple syrup. And if you look for these things, you can find them, and they're not fats that are going to stay with the body in store and make you feel sluggish. You notice that you'll slow down when you eat things that are bad for you, and you actually have more energy when you eat the things that are better for you. So it's like a thing that you have to think about. It's like, are you eating to live, or are you eating to die?
Right.
When it comes down to it. And it's those like tough love, you know, statements that you really need to make to yourself. Because some people say crazy things like, you know, as long as I die in a full stomach, I'm happy. And it's insane that you can even say that.
Right.
You really should be eating to live.
Right, and that's one of the things. You know, I know you notice I have people posting pictures in the vegan and vegetarian group, and what's great is the new show that's coming next week. You're gonna love it because it's a really, really great show. Stay tuned for that on Global 14. It's gonna be about healthy living, so definitely you know, your participation, calling in or whatever, would be great. But it's gonna be a great show. And that's the thing, when you see people's pictures, and, you know, I'm very proud of Latasha, so many different people that tried the challenge. But we have to cut out breads, the rice, the gravy, you know, all of you know, that still, that plague us, and that is making us gain weight. And so what we're, you know, hopefully with this new show, going to teach people how to eat and not feel like they're missing out on something. Because I know when I was eating unhealthy, you know, eating chicken and everything else, you know, switching from the standard American diet to this vegan diet, you feel like you're missing out on something in the beginning until you start feeling better.
Right. I think that's very true. Honestly, what it is, though, what people fail to realize is that there are so many chemicals that they put into a lot of the acidic foods, pretty much, that we love so much, like the fleshes and the dairies and things of that nature, that the canned foods as well, too, that we don't even understand. Like, well, we can eat like a Burger King meal, a complete meal, supersize it or whatever you want to call it, and we'll still be hungry a little bit later. And what it is because they put so many chemicals that there's small traces of nutrients in it. And that's what our body is craving when we're desiring food. We're really craving the nutrients in our food. And because there's so little of it, our body is telling us, okay, I'm still hungry because you didn't really, you filled me up, but you didn't fill me with nutrients. So now I'm still hungry for those things.
And that makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people are addicted? Is that where the addiction comes from?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly where it comes from. I remember I fasted years ago, and I ended up on losing a crazy amount of weight. I was like 140, 48 pounds. And I went down to, like, about, like, 130 or something like that. After, like, about 3 weeks of eating just raw fruits and vegetables. And when I went back, I eased back into eating, like, I guess the meats and things like that. I noticed that I got full faster because I was, my stomach, like, shrunk down to a normal size. Versus me, like, force feeding myself and like, I was eating to the point where, like, it would hurt to breathe. I'm telling you, like, it was a mess what I was doing to myself.
Right.
But once I started eating the fruits and vegetables. Sorry?
Yeah, you don't have to eat that way. It's not necessary to eat that way.
Right. It really isn't. It's just, like, you do it because it's there. A lot of times you have those snacks late at night just because it's there. But, like, if you make it a lifestyle, you won't put those things into your home at all. You won't leave those, like, those bad snacks that are, you know for a fact are unhealthy for you, that are, like, drizzled in, like, just sauce and grease and just everything that's terrible for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
You shouldn't feel bad when you're eating something. You should feel good. And the end result of it, after you eat it, you actually should have more energy. You shouldn't feel like you're about to go to sleep. You shouldn't feel like, you know, you need to, like, loosen up your belt or anything like that. It should give you more energy. It should make you want to do more.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with you. So I appreciate you coming on. On top of the great things that you've listed for people in the vegan and vegetarian group, what advice would you give for everyone that's starting, you know, their weight loss resolutions and, you know, the things that they want to do and they want to, you know, it's all about losing weight. And see, my personal thing is stop looking at how much you weigh. Don't worry about how much you weigh. Worry about how you feel. You know, I think that's more
Definitely.
Important than anything.
Definitely. Honestly, a lot of people don't understand that muscle weighs more than fat. So you can be 136 pounds of complete lean muscle, and I could put a person who's 127 pounds who's mainly all fat, and there's going to be a very big difference between the two of them. So the number, like you said, is irrelevant. How you look and how you feel is what it comes down to.
Right.
And I think the main things that people, because a lot of people don't like eating vegetables. Like, you got to keep it real with yourself. A lot of people don't like eating the vegetables. Some people don't like eating fruit.
Right.
So I think the best way to go about losing weight, like certain things, certain herbs and vitamins that you can use, never use the gel capsules at all, because that's animal fat putting it together. You know what I mean?
You know, that was something that that had the casein and all the other stuff. You know, that was something that, you know, me being vegan, you know, reading labels has become very important.
Right.
But, it's just like, okay, you find something that says it's vegetarian, and which doesn't mean it's completely, you know, it's not completely
vegan,
rid of, you know, animal fats and all that other stuff. But the bottom line is, if you don't know what that is, you're just going to think, oh, I got me some vegan and vegetarian capsules. No, you don't, boo.
Right.
So you have to feel like that's how they trick us. They trick us with that.
Right. The best thing to do, I would say, because what I do, because it's hard to get you're supposed to get about three different different seeded fruits, I should say, and three different leafy greens in a day. But a lot of times it's hard for people to do that. So what I do is, instead of doing the gel capsules at all, I do the tabs, which is just the herb in a pressed form. So what I do, I do alfalfa, which is, like, rich in everything. You know, if you have, like, an issue with iron, if you have an issue with your blood, if you have an issue with anything, honestly, alfalfa is the key to that. It actually helps to increase your appetite, but the healthy way.
Right.
And I also use kelp. Kelp also is good for the blood, rich in iron and just vitamins and minerals that the body needs because you're not just supposed to put the vitamins in the body. You need to put the vitamins and the minerals. Without the minerals put together with it, you're over almost like you're overcompensating for your body, and your body needs to be able to have that balance in a sense. You could also do cinnamon. I also do as well. Cinnamon actually helps to speed up the metabolism, so that you'll start to see the weight loss come from using that. Cayenne pepper as well. You can put pinches of cayenne pepper into your food because that helps with the circulatory system. So that obviously that speeds up the metabolism as well. So you can put that in pinches in your food. You can put it into your teas. It works as a catalyst for your teas as well, so it'll make it a more potent tea.
Right.
So you get a greater medicinal value from it. But just simple things like that, like, you know what I mean? Even if you're on the go, you can still take a pill, you know? As long as it's a capsule, a tablet form, you know, you're still good with that. And those things, just those few things, you'll start to notice a change in your body because of it. The energy will definitely start to come. You'll start using the bathroom a lot more regularly because I feel like that's one of the main problems that people have when they come into my store. They're not going as often as they should. You know, sometimes people tell me that they go without weeks without going and things like that. And that's sitting inside your body, if it's sitting inside your body, you know what I mean? Your body's going to absorb that back in. And a lot of people don't understand. A lot of times we may have, like, the protruding belly pretty much, and it's all because we're not flushing out our system.
Well, you know,
a lot of it comes through
that. That also, and a lot of people don't understand, that also contributes to bad skin, bad breath, and a lot of other other things that people don't realize. You know, you not using a bathroom on the regular, especially on top of, you know, knowing what you put in your body and being, you know, conscious of that, but not going, that definitely contributes to bad breath and everything else. So definitely.
Right. Because
I
hope everybody's trying to push it out.
Exactly. Some way, somehow, right?
Right. It's going to come out. If it's coming out of your face or your mouth or wherever it can come out, it's going to try and come out. So that just shows you how ideal the body is, like how sensitive it can be. So, you know what I mean? That's why you really need to start taking time to think about the things that you're putting into your body, like the canned foods. Like there's like formaldehyde in a lot of them. People don't even know that. Like a fruit, if you cut a fruit after a while and leave it out on the table, it's going to start to deteriorate pretty much, and it should. You know what I mean?
Right.
A canned fruit can outlive like the both of us put together.
Right.
So why are you putting that? Like you just gotta ask yourself, why would I put something like that into my body, knowing that it can outlive me?
Right. That's a good point. I never thought of it that way. I'm definitely going to make sure I start telling people that, like, canned fruit, you know, some people, you know, first of all, you know, some people can't really afford a lot of things, and that's a whole lot of, that's a different subject because in different areas, in different communities, they don't have fresh fruit. They get, it seems like they get, you know, the leftovers and stuff, so that's a completely another subject because I see it all the time. Depending on where I live and where I go, the quality of fruit and vegetables pretty much goes down, and they sell it for the same amount. So, yeah, that's a whole other subject we probably have to talk about on global14.com.
Right. It's true. It definitely is true. We could probably speak for hours on that as well.
Yeah. Well, you have your own store, so before we let you go, let us know, you know, where we can find you and, you know, pretty much the name of your store and all that good stuff.
The name of my store is Sundial Herbs and Herbal Health Food Shop. I have an online website, sundialherbs.com. There's one store in the Bronx on Gun Hill Road. There's another store where I am with my husband. We run it together. I have that store in Uniondale. It's 538. Jerusalem Avenue, Uniondale, New York, and that's 11553.
Okay.
And it's such a wide range of things. Like, we even have, like, coffee and almond milk and a bunch of different things just for the body. We also, a lot of the things that we have in my store, we get from either Jamaica or just different regions of Africa, like Ethiopia. We even sell in the Bronx store location, we even sell Ethiopian food for the vegans and the vegetarians as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, definitely next time, you guys, you know, lifers that are listening, and if you can post that in the vegan and vegetarian group, all of your information, so everyone can go back and get out. But I definitely appreciate having you on the show. It was a blessing that you came in because you're very knowledgeable, and I love when people participate because it shows that, you know what, this is not a foreign subject. This is something that I think a lot of people need to jump on. It's just trying to be more healthy. So when you came into the group, I was very excited about it. And like I said, I'm very grateful that you took the time out to be on the show tonight.
I appreciate that a lot. I didn't know what to expect, honestly, when I came on to Global 14. I thought it was mainly like, because, you know, you see JD there, so you think music automatically, or maybe even fashion, because he's quite dapper. But, you know, I didn't think that there was going to be a group for the vegans and the vegetarians, and I think I saw Ash. I was speaking to him, and I saw he was a part of the group, and then I saw, like, everything that came about with the group, and I was like, wow, this is so dope that I really had to, like, I had to make myself a part of something like that.
Yeah,
there's
definitely.
So many things to learn.
Yeah, it's going to get bigger and better, trust me. On that end, definitely, especially with the new show coming on, so definitely stay tuned for that. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. I will, you know, chat with you again on global14.com in the vegan and vegetarian group. And anytime you want to share anything or there's something that you feel like we should talk about, just hit me up. And then also with the new show, definitely what I'm going to do is make sure that I, you know, link you with that person as well and make sure that, you know, you guys can coordinate on some things because I think that will be a good conversation for you guys to have.
I think that would definitely be dope. I was even thinking about, asking you about doing, like, a meet and greet one day, you know, in the future, doing, like, all vegan food because I went to culinary school as well, so it makes it a lot more easier for me to cook up certain things for myself and my husband. So I think it would be cool to, like, showcase that.
Let's talk about that. Hit me up on Global 14, and then we can talk about that more in depth.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for having me once again. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. All right, lifers, that was Ewa. If you know her, she's in the vegan and vegetarian group. I had to go ahead and do that because she's definitely been adding some great things to the group, and I knew a lot of people have started their New Year's resolutions and they want to jump on and, you know, pretty much get healthier. And I thought it was great that, you know, we have another life for someone that's in the community, global14.com community, and is really, you know, joining in and helping other people, you know, get healthy in the group. What I'm going to do is take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get into our well-known quickies and our spilled tea of the night. Stand by.
Tour, I knew none of them would last.
It wouldn't work.
I had chicks contacting my phone about half of them I smashed.
I put in work.
Girl, you should know.
Inside,
would have never admit I had it bad. I wouldn't do it. No. 15 days ago, I never knew you, so I never knew how to say.
I had no clue. I was too cool.
But now I can't go a day without you. I wake up eating breakfast, thinking about you. No, no, don't ever go.
Welcome back, lifers. This is your girl, Crush. Right now, what we're going to do, we're going to get into the quickies of the day with my boy, Jeezy. Jeezy, I see you have some pretty cool things to talk about tonight. What you got for us?
All right, the first thing I got is, this is something that has been driving me nuts since I heard about it, and Rick Ross finally today announced when his mixtape, Rich Forever, is dropping. Now, I heard the mixtape was supposed to, a while back, I had heard the mixtape was supposed to drop before the new year, but evidently not. But today he announced that it will drop at 3:05 on Friday, so I cannot wait for this. I love Rick Ross's music, and I'm hoping this sticks to the standard they set so far. Crush, you're a Rick Ross fan, aren't you? Are you excited to hear this mixtape?
Yeah, I like Rick Ross. I think I need to hear some new music. I don't know if you listened to T.I.'s mixtape that was just released.
I haven't heard it yet.
It's really, let me just say this, he did his thing on that mixtape, seriously. Like, that's the old T.I. So that's another mixtape you might want to check out, but I definitely am looking forward to Rick Ross's tape as well. So I agree with you.
I'm definitely going to listen to T.I.'s then, because the stuff I've been hearing T.I. put out lately, I'm just like, what is this? This is not the T.I. that I know, so definitely going
yeah,
to listen
no,
to that.
Yeah, no, you won't be disappointed. Trust me. Yeah, no, you won't.
Yeah,
I listened to the whole thing this morning. You won't be disappointed at all.
Good, because lately I have been very disappointed by him, so I'm definitely glad you said that.
Okay.
The next thing is, Mercedes-Benz has redone their Vito passenger bus. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen these buses. I call it a van. They call it a bus. But it has been done, redone on the inside and the out. And the van has many new beautiful features, you know, such as Napa leather, mahogany wood trim, an LCD TV, a refrigerator. And I have seen this, and I wish you could see it, Crush, because this thing is so fresh and so clean. This would be
right.
The tightest thing to go party hopping in. Like, it doesn't
really?
Hold many people. The picture I seen, it probably only held 6, including the driver and the front seat passenger. But this is one of the dopest things I have seen. Mercedes-Benz definitely did it well on their end this time.
Right. Yeah, I got to see this.
Yeah, definitely neat. And I know we talked about a New Year's party next year, but this guy did it up very well this year. Russian tycoon and Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich, I don't know how to pronounce his last name exactly, threw the most expensive New Year's party, or at least that is what is reported. It's estimated his party cost a total of $7.7 million because last year's was too cheap. It only cost him $5 million. Evidently, he thought that just wasn't cutting it. Now, this party took place at his Caribbean island home in St. Barts, which definitely was outrageously expensive. He had the Red Hot Chili Peppers perform at his party, and this also took place at a marina on several different yachts, and one which cost a total of $465 million. I've heard and seen that yacht, and it is definitely an impeccable piece of equipment. But $7.7 million, I guess you can afford that if you can afford a yacht with the price tag of $465.
Right.
That better have been a hell of a time.
You know what? If I had $1 million, I really don't know what I would do with it. But having
me either.
Man, yo, that's a lot.
That is a lot. 7.7. Most people would never even come close to that in their life. And this guy blew it in one night.
Right.
Right. Lucky him, I guess.
I'm with you on that one.
That is all I have for you, though, today on the quickies.
Okay, well, DV, thank you so much. I'm glad you are with us still. In 2012, we have big things planned this year, so I'm very excited about it. So, you know, tomorrow's show, we have Selena Johnson on the show tomorrow. We definitely are going to be ramping up the interviews. We're going to have more great guests. Definitely make sure you check out the shows for the rest of the week. You know, like I said, next week we will have a new host. So go to global14.com for that information. Be looking for that shortly. Wednesdays we have Onyx, Brightwood, and our boy Golden Fleece with the cut. Thursday we have Cupid's Lounge with our boy Cupid. And Friday we have Sex Talk with our girl Chocolate Tiger. So definitely stay tuned for the great shows. This is a brand new year, brand new things. We're going to continue to give you guys the best. If you guys think that this is the as good as it's going to get, trust me, we're already ahead of you. We've been in 2012 since, what, probably 4 months back. We've already been planning for 2012, so definitely stay tuned for that. Well, what we're going to do right now is take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will get with our girl Renita with the spilled tea of the night.
Hey, to the lifers all across the globe, yeah. You already know, yeah. I said you already know. Shout out to all the lifers. I see JD. You know we live the life. That's what it's gonna be. Get on that global14.com. Get on that global14.com. Gonna love
you. Hey, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.
To all of our lifers, you can call in 760-913-4119. Once again, I want to mention that we will have Selena Johnson live on Global 14 Radio. I will be interviewing her, asking her some really interesting questions, so stay tuned for that. Right now, let's go ahead and let's get into the spilt tea with my girl Renita. Renita, what you got for us?
What's going on? Well, first I want to congratulate because I just heard that Aretha Franklin is engaged to her longtime friend, William Willie Wilkerson. So Stella, you know, still got her groove going. So congratulations to the Queen of Soul. I wonder if they still do it, but that's just me.
Oh, God.
Should I? I'm just curious. You know, at a certain age, you know, I'm sure she the Queen of Soul, so she probably, like, sing to him when they laying down, and you never know what that may spark, but congratulations.
You know what? That is too much.
I'm just saying. What? All right, let's get into this spilled tea for today. Lovely Katy Perry as much as I love you and I'm heartbroken, if you guys haven't heard, Russell Brand has filed for divorce. Now, rumors have it that he wanted kids. She didn't. He's ready to settle down. You know, she's still young, fancy, and free. So they just couldn't, you know, see eye to eye, and Russell filed for divorce. So guess who crush Katie turned to make her feel better?
Who?
Good old Rihanna. Like,
wow.
Wouldn't that, I mean, of course, like, you know, if I was heartbroken, that would be the first person I would go to, the person that didn't come to my wedding in the first place and had a lame-ass excuse on why she didn't come to my wedding and I'm supposed to be her BFF. But I digress. So, yep, apparently Katy Perry is headed to Barbados to, you know, feel better and kumbaya and all that good stuff with Rihanna. Maybe that's why Rihanna didn't go to the wedding, because maybe she knew something that we didn't.
Right.
Speaking of Rihanna, I hate to segue into this next thing, but it's connected to her. Chris Brown is in talks, from what I hear, to perform at this year's Grammys. And I hear a lot of people on the board. There's a few celebrities that are hot under the collar because they still feel, after it's been years, it's still too fresh for him to do the Grammys. Now, Chris,
what?
I don't know how you feel about this, like, because he's been doing all other award shows. So that's why, you know, everyone else pretty much has forgiven him or have looked past or gone past what had happened between him and Rihanna. But you have some people on the Grammy board that's saying because the incident is still connected with the Grammys that he should not perform. So do you think that it's time for him to come back, or how do you feel about that?
I think people need to mind their own damn business. There's people that do shit every single day that we don't know about, especially there's probably some people on that Grammy board that do dumbass shit that they haven't been, you know, that hasn't been reported on the news. So leave Chris Brown the hell alone. Like, that's what we talked about before the new year. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather whooped somebody's ass, he's going to jail. And only thing people are worried about is the fight with Pacquiao. Like, let Chris Brown live. He's young. People do shit all the damn time. And I'm not saying that everything that he's done is right. But you know what? I don't care. Let him perform the Grammys. He's an entertainer, first of all. You know what I'm saying? That's how we know him. And unfortunately, his personal business got put out on Front Street. You know, once again, none of us was really there to know exactly what happened. But at the same time, I just think it's ridiculous. Get over it. Please, let the boy perform at the Grammys. We need some type of entertainment, some real entertainment in the first damn place.
Right. So we're going to see. I know Rihanna's fans are probably going to have a fit. But, I mean, and that's the other thing, is she is supposed to attend the Grammy. So this is going to be, you know, really big. If she does decide to attend the Grammys, allow him to perform, this is going to be the first time since the incident these two will be together during the Grammy. So this story is definitely going to be very interesting.
It's for ratings.
And
it's for ratings. It's for ratings.
Oh, totally for ratings. And they won't even release, because a lot of the Grammy members are artists and producers and songwriters and such. They're being very careful not to release the names of who does not like him performing. So I'm with you. I think it's all publicity, because people are going to tune in and, if you know, and see what happens. That red carpet's going to be good, I tell you. We need to go, Crush. Let's crash the Grammys. And finally, my last filthy for today. I don't know if you should get the Jackass Award, DJ Drama. I don't know if I should give it to you or your wife for having a drama beef on Twitter with your jump off. But allegedly, apparently, DJ Drama knocked up his 21-year-old girlfriend, and his wife found out, and his wife goes on Twitter and starts having Twitter beef with the jump off.
Wow.
Now, Fresh, I don't know if it's just me, but back in the day, you went to somebody's house and not made threats online. If you wanted to whip somebody's ass, if she's not pregnant, then you go to her house, knock on her door, and be like, bitch, come out. What is up with everyone going on Twitter and having these Twitter beefs and airing out your laundry? Like, what is going on?
But this is the thing.
I don't get it.
Well, I get it because this is what our life is. Not saying our as if, you know, that's just how everyone lives, but the bottom line is Twitter pretty much is really showing people are showing themselves on Twitter, because if you're gonna go ahead and spread lies or act a fool on Twitter, you're gonna act a fool regardless if Twitter was there or not. So to me, Twitter, only thing Twitter does is just it's able for us to see people for who they really are. Grown women don't fight with no other women in public. That's just straight up. You just don't do that. And like you said, yeah, back in the day, what we did was we went ahead and went and knocked on someone's door. But see, I mean, yeah, people can shoot you when you walk in their yard. So we don't want that to happen. But at the same time, Twitter, what it is it lets us see all the immature people straight up front. That's what it is. So,
yeah, Twitter and Facebook is definitely, like, is becoming this new way of, yeah, it's way, way easy access. And apparently DJ Drama didn't want anyone to know, including his wife. Apparently, allegedly, he was going to pay, you know, this chick off to, you know, have an abortion. The girl, of course, was like, hell no, I'm having my child, and I expect you to be a good father to it. And now it's this big drama. So that's funny. It's this big drama. I make myself laugh. So DJ Drama, you know, keeping in the pants, homie, because not all these jump offs are going to have abortions. A lot of them like to trap you guys. And they want to have the kid to trap you, and guess what? That's what she did. So they can have Twitter wars all you want. Congratulations on your new kid, Drama. I guess that's all I can say. But that's your girl, Renita, or this is your girl, I should say, Renita, with the spilt tea for the day here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can catch me on Global 14 at Rock and Rolla, RockNRolla.
Thank you, Renita, for the spilled tea. Once again, want to thank you for joining us again in 2012, and definitely looking forward to another great year. Right now, what we're going to do is get into the song of the day from the Pump It or Dump It group. Like we told you last year, we are going to be picking songs from the Pump It or Dump It group on Global 14. For those of you that have been dropping in and you leave, trust me, you risk not knowing if we played your music or not, because if you're not putting your music and posting it, it won't get picked. It has to be put in the Pump It or Dump It group. So tonight's song of the day is by Temper, and it's called Speeding in the Rain. We're going to go ahead and make this the last song of the night. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Global14.com. Continue to support the movement. Big things happening this year. Make sure, you know, you sign up to Global14.com. Don't get left behind, because that's exactly what's going to happen. You guys are going to look up Global 14. Not only is it already popping up all over the place and people see exactly what's going on with it, but at the same time, you're going to be left in the dark. So definitely join Global14.com. I want to thank JD for giving us this platform once again and supporting the show. And the other thing is, I want to thank my Global 14 radio team for continuing to put forth, you know, great effort and hard work into making their shows. Pretty much, we tripled our numbers in December. very, very happy about that. I mean, straight up tripled our numbers in December. I mean, I can't even explain how that made me feel to see how hard work pays off. So once again, this is the song of the day from the Pump It or Dump It group on global14.com. And once again, this is LTL for life. Good night.
Tomorrow is promised, but I'm not promised to be a part of tomorrow, so. There I go.
I'm feeling rain, I won't die. I'm feeling the rain.
Life is what you make it. Why treat it like it's 24 hours to go before I reach them hell doors? Rules and laws, I break them. Homes, I never make them. Life is a bitch, and I envision her naked. One nighter, will she let me fuck, baby? I got a rubber dick, I can't go half on the baby. In and out of relationships and love, I never fail. I just tripped over some shit that almost made me lose my balance, but I'm focused. Got the rock and cush to get over that hurtful moment. I feel to myself, I owe. I fell in love with money and the sensation of sin. Body covered in traces of the kiss of death lifting. I need to see the light light in the sky, but on my wrist. Bad enough to the point I'd rather kill for the shit. Slam the doors on that new thing. Throw my shades on and drop the top. I see the red light, but I can't stop.
Underneath all the stupid shit I do, fuck you, I'm grown, except for all my attitude. I know everything but my education don't go beyond high school. I just sit back and let life teach me for free. The last time I checked, they charged too much for a degree. My motivation is money, make the most intellectual out of dummies. Get way beside myself and that's funny. You think your opinion on me really matters? You took the time out for me, I guess I should be flattered. I just wanna live my life my way. I only get one shot at it. Fall out, eat good and fuck like I can't catch it. Reckless, yeah, you got the picture, now take it. No Kodak in this moment, but at least it wasn't fake shit. You can't save me cause I don't wanna be saved. No rubber on the tires till I'm seeing out the rain. Life is crazy, right? Sometimes you get confused about your position here on earth, you know, your purpose. It's so far out of sight, like, most of the time, you know. Some people live by the Bible and they judge those who just live in the moment. I guess they miss that part of the Bible that say judging is a sin, huh? I say live and let live. If you can't go to hell for what I do in my time here on earth, then you can lose the feelings. You know, stop being so deep, whatever. You know, some people just feel like, you know, if they live right, and we only get, it's not that fun, we only get one shot.
This is Yeah. So death.